Welcome to the On Deck Podcast for all your baseball DFS needs with your superstar hosts, fantasy baseball experts, Casey Bubba and Bogman. On Deck Podcast is sponsored by LineStar App, the number one top rated data and analytics tool for daily fantasy sports.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the On Deck MLB DFS Podcast brought to you by LineStar DFS. Check them out on Twitter at LineStar App and LineStar MLB. They cover all the sports, though, basketball, football, golf, the works, with their wonderful app. Check it out on the Apple App Store and Google Play. I am Bubba, Casey Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BDentric and my co-host on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Scott Bogman, how are we doing?
I'm good. The D-backs rallied back to win, but I don't
you
know.
You won two games today, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, technically, yes, we did win two games. So, and I don't know if you saw it, but Eugenio Suarez missed a homer by maybe half a foot. I mean, I thought it was going. I was recording the ITL show with Welsh. I threw my arms up and everything. I was super excited. It was going. I obviously had it on mute, and he was like, "What are you celebrating?" I'm like, "Oh, I just missed it." He's like, "You're rooting against the Diamondbacks?" I'm like, "This is my home run call. I'm trying to get my home run call right." So barely missed it, but he had a pretty decent day too. So
yeah, no, it was good. There was so much offense, all the offense today. The Cubs put up 16 runs.
Picking on them. Right? Yeah.
Oh my goodness. 16-4 there. The Royals and Rays, what did the final score end up being, like 8-7 or 9-8 in that one? You know, you mentioned your D-backs. They went extras 8-5 in that one against the Reds. It was pretty much you play Tyler Molle, who actually went pretty deep in the game, lost the win, of course.
Oh, yeah, everybody wants to strangle Amir Guerra right now, that's for sure.
Definitely. Ian Anderson got the W. Those are like the two big pitchers there, and then all the bats, all of them. So we've kind of talked about it a few times, and it looks like it might not change this year. There's like 1.5 to 2 days of aces we're getting, and then like 3 days where we can just stack away.
Like yeah,
like you can cash lines with like in the early slate, there were people cashing lines with Frankie Montas getting like 1 point.
Yeah, so Montas has been miserable. Good lord, I've been Yeah, he's been rough too. So
yeah, that A's Twins game final score, I believe, was a 13-12, and someone was mentioning to me on Twitter the over under was about 7.5. About, I think it was a half hour or 45 minutes to game time, it went up like 1.5 to 2 points or runs. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, what just shifted that? And right. Then it blew past that line. Like the live lines were fun. Like that's where live betting gets fun if you were some buddies in a casino or something. It's like, okay, it's 6-4 right now. So we've already got the over in play. The live over under 12.5. What are we taking? Well, it's the fifth inning. Let's take the over.
Oh, wait, now it's three more runs. Yeah, right. And you're into the bullpens at that point if the game is 6-4. Absolutely.
Yeah. So those are fun. But yeah, offensive bonanza. Offensive bonanza. And Bogman, I think we're going to have another one on Thursday. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a short slate, but it does look very not pitcher friendly. So looks like we are going to see some bombs dropping today.
Yeah, hopefully we can pick a home run call, but you have to stay to the end of the show for that to see what happens, because it's funny with all these home runs. Like, I don't know if we're getting too cute or what it is, but they're there. So we will attempt that for you again this evening to try to get you some free swag. But like Bogman mentioned, 5 games on both sides starting at 7:10 Eastern, which is great to see. There is a 6:30 game, so it's ironic. 2 days in a row now, we started early. No, not on Thursday.
I can't get that sixth game in there. So I don't know. Why not?
The consistency is like, it's like molasses. But what we are looking at here, weather-wise, don't see much rain, which is good. We have Seattle, Boston. Wind might be blowing up pretty heavy to right field. Keep an eye on that. Mets, Cubs could be getting about a 10-mile-an-hour wind going out to right field in Wrigley, which we know can be fun as well. And then Miami and the Giants, wind blowing out to left field about 13 miles an hour. I used to not care about the wind in San Francisco. I still don't care a ton, but the ball has been traveling. We talked about it like last time when the Reds were in town. Balls were flying out to left field compared to normal. So maybe we look into it a little later when we talk about a left-handed pitcher that is pitching for the Marlins. But let's get at it. Let's bang this one out. And we start out with Seattle at Boston. This should be a fun one. We actually have totals for almost all these games too, which is great. Justin Dunn, Nick Pivetta, over under 9.5. in this one. Pivetta's 82 on FanDuel. On DK, he's 74. Justin Dunn, 68 on DK, 62 on FanDuel. Dunn coming off a nice start. Pivetta's been decent for two. It's a bad slate, Bogman, so we're going to have to make – I'm not going to say the definition because I respect the Lion Star people, but you're going to have to make chicken ass out of chicken ass. So are you interested in either of these guys?
I'm a little interested in Pivetta. You know, he's been okay, like you said, in two of those starts. The one against Baltimore on the road, he struck out seven over six innings. He did give up four in that one, so it was the most runs he gave up. He had a five-inning start where he struck out four, walked four, had a 3 2/3 inning start against the White Sox where he had three strikeouts and four walks. So the walks have been an issue, but I don't know. Seattle's a little weak right now. So I think Pivetta might be, like you said, there's not a lot on this schedule here. So Pivetta might be a decent second pitcher if you want, or a, you know, tourney play or something.
Yep, no, I'm with you. He's one of my SP2 options on DraftKings. On FanDuel, if you want to fade the popular guy, which we'll talk about a little later, I don't hate it. With Seattle, they do have power. Like, I respect their power. Guys like Seager, Marmolejos, even France, if he's playing. There's other guys. They have some pop there. But they are striking out nearly 27% of the time versus righties. So that's one of those. At Pivetta's price point, he can give up 3-4 runs. That's fine. Give me 6-plus strikeouts, and we'll make it work. So it's limiting the walks, like you said. He definitely cracks the list for me, the short list, because it is a very short list on this slate. What bats do you like in this one, though? Because you can make arguments, I think, compelling arguments for each side.
Yeah, Seattle walking 8.9% of the time, which is just about league average. So hopefully Pivetta can lower that a little bit. I mean, you got to like the Boston bats here. You can pay up for JD today, 6,4500. Bogarts is coming off a game where he hit a bomb, 5,700, only 3,000 on FanDuel. Verdugo has been hot, 4,400, 3,400. Kike Hernandez, 41 and 28. On the Seattle side, I like some of these prices. Haniger, 41 and 35, has been hitting for average at least, so he should get on base. Dahlbeck, like you've mentioned last 2 days, 3,800 on DK, but 2,200 yep. on FanDuel, so nice cheap option. Same thing with Marmolejos, 3,300 and 2,400.
Yeah, the value is very, very nice. One thing I said, and we've talked about it in the chats before and stuff, is kind of watch the ownership as we go. You can make definite leverage plays. So if Pivetta is popular, I love a Seattle stack. Peterson was super popular on Wednesday, so a Cubs stack was even better, and that played out pretty darn well, I'd say. And then the night before, Castillo was super popular. The D-back stack wasn't off the charts, but it was pretty darn good. It was very, very low owned. So you can make leverage situations like that. I think the Mariners can be that. The Marmolejos call, I love the Haniger call. He's going to get overlooked. Righty-righty, but leading off and hitting great. And then, yeah, Dahlbeck's just still too cheap, especially on FanDuel. The home runs are coming. So if you look at the hard hit and everything, it's there. He's hitting for average right now, which is terrifying. So you can look at that. There's a lot of value to be had in this game besides the studs, which are always worth it. And I'm always a Ty France homer. Like, I will go with Ty France. Wherever he wants to go. He's banged up, so he might not play, but if he's in the lineup, I'm a big fan of that as well. Mets at the Chicago Cubs. We do not have a total on this one because it's Wrigley Field. We have Trevor Williams versus Joey Lucchesi. Williams, 85 on DK. He's a 68 on FanDuel. Lucchesi is 64 on FanDuel, 65 on DK. And Bogman, I don't know about you, but I am going right back to the Cubs well on this one.
So stacking Cubs because they're hot, or getting a pitcher against the Cubs? Which are you
I'm stacking to? The Cubs. I want all the bats. I don't want any pitchers in this game.
You mean either. No pitching for me. Yeah, it is a nice Cubs stack here. Baez at 4,600, 3,900. He is 5-for-6 in his career off of Lucchesi with 2 doubles and 2 homers. So not he bad. Should be in a lot of lineups. JD Martinez, 3-for-5 with 2 doubles and a bomb against Lucchesi. 3,600, 2,400. So Michael Conforto, 3,500, 2,700, 4-for-11 with a bomb and a double. Pete Alonso, 1-for-5. It was a double, but 5,000, 3,400 coming off that mammoth shot he hit yesterday. He is, you know, when Alonso gets in the zone, he starts dropping bombs. So lots of Mets bats. Lindor is a decent price too, especially on FanDuel, 4,700 on DK, 3,100 on FanDuel. And he hit a bomb last night. And then if you want some Cubs bats, Chris Bryant warming up, 45 and 39, Ian Happ, 39 and 24 on FanDuel. So really good price there.
Yeah, that Lindor price is crazy. We've talked about it. Like, he's going to get going eventually. Hit the moonshot on Wednesday. I got no problem if you want to go there. The Mets are cheap on both sites overall, but especially FanDuel. You got to imagine they're eventually going to get going. Lefties hit Williams very, very well. So you can definitely go there. Like, Dom Smith's been kind of lackluster, but you could look that direction. Nimmo and company. But in reality, you got Bryant and Contreras that are red hot. They've been smoking lefties. Baez is even heating up. So that threesome's great. If you want to splash Rizzo in there, who hits lefties well, and people avoid the lefty-lefty crime, they're like, it's like $3,400 to $3,900 bucks on FanDuel. It's not cheap, but you can make it work for sure. I'm 100% sure of that. On DK, it's very affordable for me because they're like the mid-4K range. There's going to be tons of value, plus there's not a lot of pitching to pay up for. I love the Cubs. I have a feeling they're going to be popular, but I think for very good reason is I don't think Lucchesi is going to be long for this game, and then you get the Mets bullpen, which we saw did not go so well on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Did you see Javier Baez's like extrapolated numbers? If he keeps this pace, it was like 40 homers, 50 stolen bases, 11 walks, 313 strikeouts, and a 200 batting average.
Yeah.
It was a very weird extrapolation.
He is the he's the Tony Romo of fantasy baseball, where he's not great in real life, but he's a phenomenal fantasy asset. So I'm a big fan because I rostered him a lot of places this year. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at the Houston Astros. The Astros going to get Jordan Alvarez back because they get the DH. So it's almost a regular lineup outside of no Jose Altuve. Alex Cobb, Christian Javier. Over under is 9 in this game. Cobb's been pitching well. He's 87 on FanDuel. DK, he is a whopping 77. So you get a bit of a discount there. And then on DK, Javier is 96, but on FanDuel, 73. It's like, okay, I like Cobb more on DK, obviously. I like Javier a bit over there on FanDuel. Are you interested in either of these arms?
Yeah, I mean, the issue was they had Greinke as the starter, so they had to drop Javier in. So he's a nice option. So, yeah, if you can get him for cheap, I don't mind him at all. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind paying up for Trout, who is red hot right now, 5,800, 4,600. Carlos Correa, 51 and 37. Otani, 51 and 4,000. Jared Walsh, 47 and 39. Gurriel 46-35, Jordan Alvarez 45-3400 on FanDuel. I mean, you got to get him in there, right? So yeah. I think Javier's price on FanDuel is nice. You said it's 73. Is that what you said?
70. I just scrolled down. 73. Yeah.
Okay, so that is decent. Outside of that, Javier on FanDuel maybe, but other than that, I don't want the pitchers here. I want the hitters.
Yeah, I will say, because when I stack Anaheim, it's usually Trout, Otani, Walsh. They're all expensive, but man, when they're clicking, it's like a domino effect. Right. But I will mention right now, Justin Upton is on fire, and he's 33 on DK. He's 31 on FanDuel. Don't forget about him if you're looking.
Got to use him while he's still playing.
Yep, enjoy that while you can. And then if you want to punt, he was hitting sixth on Thursday. I know he's going to be inconsistent, but Scotty Schebler is 2K on FanDuel. And I believe he's 2K still on DK. If he's hitting six in that order, he helps you pay for the big bats in Anaheim. And we've seen in the past, like, if he gets going, he's got power. Like, it's not a great play, but for $2,000, the min price on both sites, that's how you afford your Cubs stacks. And if you want to pay up for the Angels, stuff like that. So I have no problem with the 2K Scotty Schebler, which sounds dirty just to say by itself. All right. Before we get to the last two games of the night, make sure you go to iTunes, give a rating and review for the podcast, the On Deck Baseball Podcast by Line Star. Go check that out. Rate and review on iTunes. And if you'd like to watch us, because we are just that entertaining and that beautiful, according to our wonderful people at Line Star, go to the Line Star YouTube channel, subscribe, like, share, thumbs up, all that good stuff you can do over there on YouTube would help them out a ton as well. And make sure to follow them and download the app in the app stores of your choosing. Miami Marlins, San Francisco Giants. We have two West Coast night games. Daniel Castano versus Aaron Sanchez. Total is 8.5 in this one. It's actually gone up a half point in the last hour, half run. So I'm just going to throw that out there. That's intriguing to see. And this is a rematch from a game earlier this week. Aaron Sanchez, 72 on FanDuel. He's 71 on DK. Castano is 57 on FanDuel. 61 on DK. I'll say you can, if you're desperate, you can make a case for Aaron Sanchez. I just don't think the ceiling's that high. I'm more about the bats in this game. What say you, Bogman?
Yeah, I'm the same. Sanchez is like a, if you really want to be contrarian type of guy, or I guess Cassano, if you really wanted to be contrarian, but I'm not going to mess with him. No, thanks. I want the bats. I want your boy Buster Posey.
Yes.
Buster Posey has been, he has been hot. He looks like he's back into like MVP form recently. 3,924, man. He's super, super cheap. Play him at first. On FanDuel, if you want, that's a pretty damn good price, I think. Jazz Chisholm, who went from this is your maddening Don Mattingly comments, right? Like, how do you yank the guy in the fourth the night before and then hit him lead off for the first time the next day? What is happening there?
Drinking the Tony La Russa juice.
Adam Duvall's 4,000 and 3,600. Evan Longoria, who has been hot, 4,400. 3,100 on FanDuel, man. That's such a great price for him. He's been, I think he leads the league in hard hit percentage.
He's pretty darn close. Yeah,
he has been hot, hot, hot. And Jesus Aguilar, the home runs are coming. He's hitting for average, maybe at the cost of his power because he doesn't have a bomb yet, but he's going to get one eventually. And 3,500 and 2,800 is a pretty solid price for him.
I would love to be in that Marlins locker room because I listened to a podcast, the Chris Rose Experience, where he has like six different players he calls the rotation, and they bring on guests. And one of the players is Miguel Rojas, and he brought on Jazz Chisholm to his last episode. And they were laughing because Chisholm, he's very confident, has swagger, and Aguilar was busting his chops, and he made a bet on it that he'd have more home runs than Aguilar by the end of the season. And so, like, and he even admitted, he's like, there's no way I don't, like, he doesn't beat me. But right now, that in fact, he's up probably like 2 or 3 to none. That'd be a great, great.
I'm sure he's hearing it every day in the locker room. Like, you better catch up, big man. Yeah, I mean, Jesus Aguilar is just a brick ass house. He is gigantic. Yes.
And Chisholm's a lot of fun, man. I'm telling you, he sounds great. But a couple other options. Like, I think the Giants are a phenomenal stack tonight. Castano's a massive pitch to contact guy. The Giants are hitting lefties very well. They kind of disappointed against him, but they saw this guy 4 or 5 days ago. That usually bodes well for some of these guys. You mentioned some guys already, but like Wilmer Flores, 41 on DK, 21 on FanDuel. 21 for Wilmer Flores on FanDuel. And then Darren Ruff, only 2K on FanDuel, usually starts versus lefties with a lot of thump. So some serious value with the Giants bats. It's crazy. On both sites, they're affordable, but FanDuel, we've talked about it before, certain slates, you just play different stacks. The Giants stack is uber cheap, and it might help you get to the big dog if you want them. Padres, Dodgers, Ryan Weathers versus Walker Buehler. Total is 7.5 in this one. Buehler's 98 on FanDuel. He's 10K on DraftKings. Weathers is a whopping 56 on FanDuel. 73 on DK. I have no interest in Weathers, but it's hard not to like Buehler, even though he's kind of been disappointing this year. On this slate, though, he stands out a lot, Blockman.
Yeah, I mean, he's expensive, but he's worth paying for. So I get it. If I'm paying up for one big pitcher tonight, he's the only one. So he's going to be very highly owned.
Yeah, and that's where if you want to go San Diego stack, I'm there, but I don't even know if I want to go that route. That's one of those I might pick my battles elsewhere. What bats do you like if you're targeting any in this game?
I mean, mainly it's like all of the Dodgers bats, but I tell you what, Trent Grisham is 2 for 5 in his career with a homer off of Buehler, and Fernando Tatis is 3 for 10, and 2 of those 3 are 2 bombs. So pretty decent PVB in a small sample size. But I mean, the rest of the prices here, I mean, I think my favorite one is Zach McKinstry at 3,000 and 2,900. Because he hits lefties better. He doesn't have a bomb off of a lefty yet, but in 24 plate appearances, he's hitting .333. He has 34 plate appearances against righties, and he's hitting .267. And he does have 3 doubles off of righties. So, or off of lefties, excuse me. So that could be a decent one for you. Cronenworth is still cheap for I don't know what reason, 3,400 and 2,700. Will Myers is cheap too, 4,328 on FanDuel. Manny Machado's at 5,037. If you want to go up to, you know, Betts and Seager, 259 and 45, and Seager's 56 and 38. So you can definitely sack Dodgers tonight.
Yeah, like I was talking to someone before, like if you do want to go contrarian with the Padres, I'm not sure I'm paying up. Like Grisham I like a lot, but I kind of like the wheelhouse with Grisham and Tatis back. They've moved Cronenworth to like 5th or 6th. You have Myers and you got Profar, all super, like on FanDuel, 25 for Profar, 27 for Cronenworth, 28 for Myers, very cheap. They're very relatively priced over on DK too. Tommy Pham is 22 on DK. He's 23 on FanDuel. He's been atrocious, but if you look at like his barrels and his hard hit rates, he's not far off. I think it's just one of those weird deals. I'm not saying go and play him, but insanely cheap. But the Dodgers is the play in this game. They're gonna be super popular. Bueller's gonna be popular. Dodger stack's gonna be popular. So pick your poison where you choose. You know, you got Justin Turner versus lefty. That's always fun. Always something to enjoy. All right, Bogman, let's recap it real quick. Outside of Walker Bueller, who do you think is your next top pitching option?
Yeah, there's not a lot. So it's going to be Bueller in most lineups, but Pivetta is all right. If you want to go Aaron Sanchez, I guess he's three. And if you really want to go contrarian, just save all the money and go with Weathers.
Yeah, it's for me, it's Pivetta and Cobb if you want to. It's nasty, though. It's nasty.
No, Javier on FanDuel.
Yeah, Javier on FanDuel is a very good price. I could see that as well. I actually think with DraftKings, if you played Javier instead of Bueller, that could be intriguing, but the price is not attractive. So it's much more of a FanDuel play, but it's interesting on DraftKings. It's like on small slates, you just got to get really creative on how you want to be different. And it's just that simple. If you can find the right value with bats that you can pay up for a Javier at low ownership, it's interesting. It's in the conversation. I'll say that much. When you're stacking it up tonight, obviously the Dodgers are in play. Where else are you looking?
Everywhere but San Diego, basically. I mean, let's stack Cubs since they're hitting against Lucchesi, especially since so many guys have, there's good PVB data there, and they rocked a bunch of runs out yesterday. You know, it's not a day game after night game, it's back-to-back night game. So I'm on that one. I might stack Astros against Cobb too. I just have never trusted Cobb. So, but maybe the Giants too. I like a lot of the Giants bats today.
Yeah. Cubs and Giants are my favorite stacks outside of the obvious Dodgers, but Cubs and Giants is the well I'll be going back to most definitely. Home run call tonight, Bogman. If everyone retweets the tweet that comes out with my pick, Bogman's pick and Ryan Humphrey's pick on Thursday and the home run hits, you'll get drawn for a chance for some free swag. So, Bogman, who do you have going deep on Thursday?
You know what? I'm going to get cute because there's not a ton in this lineup tonight. So, give me your boy, Evan Longoria. He's hard hit rate is through the roof. Guy has been smoking him right now. So, give me Evan Longoria against Castano.
I love it. I think the Giants are going to hit a couple bombs tonight. So, I like that. I'm trying to decide who on the Giants. So, I'm going to go to the Cubs because I think this is another big explosive night against the Lucchesi and company. Give me Wilson Contreras to go deep for the Cubs. I'm going back to Contreras.
Catcher call.
Yes, going to really dice it up here. I like a lot of the Cubs. I think it's going to be another big, big night for them. So we'll go with Contreras. You're going with Longo. I think those are both very solid points, both pieces of the stacks I like a lot this week. So that is a great way to go. And that'll wrap us up for your Thursday, April 22nd edition. Bogman, we'll be back for our final episode of the week on Friday. But until then, everybody, we'll see you then.
Good luck, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Line Star App On Deck podcast. Download Line Star App from the App Store or go to linestarapp.com for all your DFS baseball needs. If you love the On Deck podcast, support KC, Bubba, and Bogman by rating and subscribing. Good luck.